I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you. Father for God, right? Nothing to see. He has been doing more now, doesn't he? Father, behold, I was preaching to him. Thank God. He tried to lead a whole group to the city of the Father. He's helping God's very difficult to pray because of the real change. So it's taking the time to pray.
Thank you.
Thank you. power of prayer. See, you work all around us. See, from your field, from your comfort, from your care, you know what you do.
say my prayers to you in the presence of all who are in need of your spirit and your spirit, in need of your comfort and your peace. And we pray especially at this time that we celebrate for the good. For those young mothers and fathers who are raising children. Father, we are aware of the many challenges faced in this world today, those who are raising these families. Those who are older and the very families know the difficulties and challenges that we face. We pray for them that they would always look to you and to your words of strength and guidance. And we bless them with those families to serve you and those who are families to serve you. Your word for us is guidance for our being with the Holy Spirit. Kind of love, kind of serving that is pleasing to you. The world for how much kindness to the witness of life and pleasing to us is kind of the kind of person, friends, father, and neighbor that you give us. Here we go, those who lean on you and know your words, God, and strength. That calls us up so well that we become focused on the things that we need to help us to do. Change the difficulties that we face now. Father, we are thankful for the gift of your Son, and we are thankful for the gift of you. Come before you at this time, we acknowledge you as our Savior, and we ask for your help. And as we confess to the Trinity, Father, we ask that you would forgive us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
my entire Adam, we need them to call us forgiveness, for our mercy and for their goodness, and that we might be lifted up in the Father to greatness and faithfulness and wonders further. We ask you once again, Heavenly Father, to have mercy upon us. Thank you, God, Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for comforting that our gift is beautiful. The treasure of our life is with you. We contemplate the power that prayer has in understanding that that power belongs to Christians and to Christians. It is the faithful power of God that prayers are heard. The world, when they do pray, does not get up. God's spirit. We say that not to discourage people who are not Christians, but we encourage them to have faith in God, to have faith in Jesus Christ, faith that will lead them to do what God has said that they must do in order to receive the forgiveness of sins and the hope of eternal salvation. Relationship with God as being His special children and He our loving Father. I know who's in the audience tonight that this confusing God has. We place faith and trust in God. We become that citizen lawful for the salvation of the world. It is you, Jesus. And if that is the case with you, we would encourage you that every Bible by doing to do what we need to do in order to make your life one with God. So the power of prayer can become your power. We hope you to do that tonight. We come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, so that you can have the hope to come to Him and to God. How we can look at the truth, anything that we can do, we can help you with this whole thing to come forward right now. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you.